You're in the wrong part of the island.
That's the message Ian Paisley wants to give tourists landing in the south. The DUP wants to start aggressively targeting people landing at Dublin Airport to boost tourism here.
It's been put to me this, that 70% of Dublin Airport's marketing budget on the island is spent in Northern Ireland to attract people when they arrive in Belfast, either Aldergrove or Belfast City, to go south. And I'm just wondering, should we have an aggressive marketing strategy that says whenever you get off a plane in Dublin, visit Derry, visit Belfast, visit the Causeway, why aren't you going north? And put it right back in their face. Because, I mean, the most obvious song that most Irish Americans sing is "Oh Danny Boy." It's nothing to do with the Republic of Ireland, it's all to do with Northern Ireland. I mean, why aren't we having an aggressive strategy which says to every single Irish American that arrives in Dublin, you're in the wrong part of the island, you need to be up north?
Mr. Paisley say Derry there? But is there a better way that we can sell ourselves? With me this morning, the journalist Amanda Ferguson and the commentator David McNary. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Morning, good morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Mr. Paisley wants us to be aggressive. Should we be being more aggressive, Amanda? Get them up from Dublin. Get them up here.
Well, it's not very neighbourly, and I think that our society perhaps has enough aggression that we could maybe change the language that we're using whenever we're talking about people coming to visit this place. Like, I'd imagine tourists would be terrified if they arrived in Dublin to be told immediately you're in the wrong place. I think that efforts could be made to make a better offering of what the North has. Maybe infrastructure, maybe like a road to Derry might be a good idea to get people visiting.
But why is it not very neighbourly? I see ads around Northern Ireland all the time, come to Dublin Airport.
Yeah, well, I think that the battle for the airports on the island has kind of been lost at this point. I think we all saw the chaotic scenes from Belfast International earlier this year, and even in terms of the international flights that are on offer, it's a long way behind what Dublin has to offer. I think people have kind of accepted that Dublin is the airport for the island. And certainly it's a small enough island.
There'd be quite a few people wouldn't accept that. I'm sure the airports wouldn't be happy with that. The air passenger duty is different. You pay, I'm not sure if it's the air passenger duty, that's a specific term, but you certainly pay less tax in Dublin than you do if you leave any part of the UK on an international flight. I know that. That's why.
What are our politicians doing about that then? Is anybody around to make a decision on that?
But when you say not very neighbourly, neighbourliness doesn't come into business, does it? Like, it's dog eat dog. Business is a cutthroat world. You're trying to get as many customers as you can, and you need to fight for it. Why shouldn't we take that attitude?
Well, a lot of what happens here is done on an all-island basis. You have to look at the rugby, the golf, the boxing, the weather. We're not very far from each other. You know, it is the Brexit negotiations have thrown up just an invisible border away. I think that a lot of people would view, Ireland, Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, some people just view it as one jurisdiction, even though we're all very much aware that it is two jurisdictions. And I think that there's enough on offer for people to be able to take advantage on what's happening on both sides of the border. But just the idea that it's like the language of like poaching people and, be more aggressive. It's just, maybe cool it a little bit and have a bit more of a positive campaign to talk about what's great about what's happening in Northern Ireland rather than talking about, get them away from the others.
David?
Look, I don't know the actual figures comparing the south with us, but...
Well, Ian Paisley said, this story is the front page Belfast Telegraph today, Ian Paisley sends 70% of... The budget for the Republic for their tourism is targeted in the north.
Yeah, sorry, I was just meaning that I don't know the actual figures of the footfall in terms of the traffic. But what I was going on to say is that I'm sure it strongly is in favour of the south's marketing. And why not? We should have teams greeting all tourists landing in Dublin, even to offer an Ulster Scots connection. We have a big sale here in Northern Ireland. We need tourists, and Americans are big spenders. They're here on lifetime experiences, and many really wouldn't care where they are, so long as it's where their great-great-granddaddy or their great-great-grandma came from.
But has the South got more to offer than us?
Well, it's a sharing experience, I think, is the fair way to do this. The Americans want to have a great holiday, and we want them to go back telling the people that they're at home about the Giant's Causeway, about the Titanic experience, the Game of Thrones trees. We have the great attractions, Stephen. Mount Stuart, it's in the top 10 of the world's gardens. I have no problem in stealing customers. We have people in Northern Ireland investing in new hotels, and they're doing that because they're investing in Northern Ireland and investing in particular in Belfast. And the Americans, especially Irish Americans, they love to have the trips back home, and we should do all that we can to get them here and to look after them. And they're coming here already in the tour ships. I'm sure, like me, you talk to the taxi drivers. They're queuing up for the Americans, and the Americans want to see this, that, and the other all around Northern Ireland. But we should be pushing for I think what Ian Paisley's actually saying is, let's Northern Ireland have a larger slice of the cake than we're getting. And if we need to steal them by positive marketing, well, why not? That's business. That's what it's all about, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't think anybody should be getting on their high horse. And I think also we should be pushing, you know, when you land in Dublin, why not come up to the British part of Ireland? Come up to Northern Ireland.
Really?
Make that part of your
itinerary. Why not come up to the British part of Ireland? Do you really think tourists are interested in that? Tell you what, you talk about Americans, like the Americans are obsessed with Irishness, and it's interesting, David, that you're pushing the British line. I know why.
Of course you are.
But you talk to Americans, every one of them, no matter where they're from, what they're claiming to be Irish. That's what they have ahead.
Their president isn't coming to Dublin in a few weeks' time, and the Americans are all set up to see him going down the Mall in the gold coach. So let's push that British part.
And don't you think that if Americans or any tourist was to Google, you know, whether they're going to fly into Dublin or whether they're possibly going to fly into the international airport, it wouldn't take them too long to find in Google all of these recent news stories about people queuing up in the international airport, about people missing flights in the international airport, about one of our international airports, in other words, Belfast International Airport, not having the ability to get passengers through effortlessly through security. That's what a tourist anywhere in the world would find. About now, the international airports say they're sorting it, they're putting on extra security queues. But if a tourist anywhere in the world would be researching landing in Belfast, that's what I dare say the international airport would be up there in terms of bad press far higher than Dublin Airport, for example.
You make a very valid point, Stephen, and I think that that needs to be put right. But I think what Ian Paisley is saying was, let's get to them at point of arrival or point of source. And if they're landing in vast numbers, having been sold Ireland at its a one-stop destination and it begins in Dublin, well, then we should have a team from the Northern Ireland Tourist Board down there with leaflets, welcome.
What, saying go to the British parts of Northern Ireland? What are the British parts of Northern Ireland?
It's where you and I live.
Well, and you know that there is a significant part of our population that don't see this as the British part of Northern Ireland.
Yeah, well, they're not tourists. They live here. What I'm saying is that these are American tourists coming in here. They know the currency is going to be different. It's going to be pound sterling. Do you think they're daft? Do you think they're not going to say, oh, why is it the euro in Dublin, but it's the pound in Belfast?
Here's Daniel in Belfast. Morning, Daniel.
Morning, Stephen. Just keep it brief. Mr. McNary there, I don't know. You have him on all the time. It's Irish when it suits him. That's the crux of it. Irish when it's Irish.
Harcum, what do you mean?
I've never been Irish in my life, Daniel.
Well, David, all you get ready constantly is, from what I see and others see constantly, any platform you're on is an anti-Catholic stance.
No, that's not fair, and that's not true.
Well, that's the way I mean.
That is not fair, and that is not true. No. He's talking about the fact that Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. So let's not personalise this with wrong information about David McNary. Do you have anything against, Daniel, Northern Ireland fighting with the Republic of Ireland for custom, for tourists?
I can say there's a bit of an imbalance, but that's probably due to, you know, having a decent airport down there. You're an hour and a half down the road.
Yeah.
And it's like two different worlds compared to that thing we have up there.
Amanda?
And the Americans. Pardon?
I think we have to take into consideration as well that there's more to the Republic than Dublin. Obviously, that's the capital and that's the centre, but, you know, tourists, you know, the people that champion Cork and Galway will be wanting the slices of the tourism pie as well there. I'll gloss over David's high horse reference and just move on to something a bit more positive. Yes, Northern Ireland has a unique history on this island, and it is different from the rest of the island in terms of the conflict and all that. And I just don't see that there's any problem about embracing both parts of the identity here. Certainly you can talk up the Irish identity in the north, and you can talk up the British identity. There's nothing to fear from doing that. But the idea that it has to be like a competition, or that it has to be aggressive, or that it's
Well, it is a competition. That's the reality of life. You know, Dublin Airport wants people from Northern Ireland to fly out on their transatlantic flight from Dublin and not Belfast. They're teasing. Look at the big billboards around Northern Ireland telling you, go to Dublin Airport.
Yeah, but there's a difference between, you know, just being smart and getting your offering out there, and the sort of, like, aggressive language around this. Can we not just be positive about the whole thing? I think, like,
Do you think business is dainty and don't worry if you go to our competitor?
I think a lot of the argument here, but like a lot of arguments in Northern Ireland, the battle's over in terms of Dublin is the airport for this island. I think people accept that. You know, people I know people that would rather do the 2-hour journey down to Dublin, hour and a half, 2 hours, however long it takes them, than go to Belfast International Airport because of what's on offer, because of the destinations that are on offer. And if we're looking to who is at fault around that, where's the investment? Where are the ministers making decisions? Where are all the international flights? Where are the transatlantic flights from Belfast? You know, it's not surprising that people want to use Dublin more than Belfast. And I think that there's enough interest in this small island that we can share in the pie rather than have to be talking about stealing and poaching and being aggressive. I just think it could be a bit of a more of a positive discussion.
Brian in Anderson's time. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, the word Ian Paisley used was aggressive, and that's the problem with their views. The DUP and a certain percentage of unionists have this aggressive attitude towards the South of Ireland. Now, one, 2 hours, we small things. Is he blaming?
He's talking about being aggressive in advertising and aggressive
in
business.
Well, overall, their attitude, Stephen. I mean, with their attitude towards the TDs down there, the government, and so forth, they have this tone in their voice, that their venom in their voice, should I say?
Well, they would reject its venom. But what we're talking about today is being aggressive and trying to get tourists.
Okay, I'm just going to bring up the tourists. Does David McNally not know that? According to the tourists, from what I hear in different news and papers and so forth, it's closed to tourists. Northern Ireland and Belfast is closed to tourists on a Sunday. I was down 2 weeks ago in Dublin on a Sunday in different hour days, and I was there for 3 days. Haven, non-stop, 24 hours a day, non-stop, and it's spicy on a Sunday. Tourists are saying to their people over there when they're coming on a cruise, trying to avoid the dock on a Sunday because it's closed. And that's the problem. That's the main problem, right? Tourists fly into Dublin and they stay in Dublin. They stay in the south.
Do you accept that, David?
Well, I think what Brian is doing is identifying the tourist sell and the tourist market. There is also the aspect of, you know, sell us for who we are and what we are. This is Northern Ireland. This is what we do. This is why you should come. Let's market ourselves. And
what about Sunday, David? But Sunday, I mean, I've heard it many. I'm sure you've heard it many.
What do you want to do on a Sunday, Brian?
Listen, tourists want to come, and this place is just, see the town on a Sunday.
They might want to go to the shops.
It's deserted.
The shops are open though, 1 to 6 on Sunday, aren't they?
Compared to other cities in the world, put it that way, Stephen.
Want to go when you go to any other country in the world, you accept what their conditions are. You should accept what their culture is. And all right, there may be things that we need to do in Northern Ireland to market ourselves better, to attract people. But, you know, just because of what you say, never on a Sunday, I think is what you're indicating.
David, you know this for a fact yourself. I mean, I mean, it never changed here in the Sunday. It's changed for the better a wee bit, but not much.
It has changed and it's improving. I've got to tell you, my lifestyle has changed, and I'll be very honest. From when I was growing up, I accepted the Sunday as to what it was. I now accept it as what it is.
But it hasn't changed. I can go shopping on a Sunday.
We're talking about tourists here.
Selling Belfast, for instance.
Well,
you're not selling Belfast on a Sunday.
Well, Brian, maybe you and I should go down to the tourist board and sit at the desk and map out our credentials and say what needs to be done. Because clearly what needs to be done is not enough.
There's a wee invite, Brian, for a day out with David and Cave Hill.
I'll take you to Mount Stuart, Brian.
Well, you've got here. You're out with them now for a weekend. Yeah, all you two need is a tent.
Stephen, can I come in there?
Yes, Amanda.
What happens on a Sunday? Up until recently, I lived in the Cathedral Quarter, and very regularly on a Sunday morning, I would be out and about, you know, to go and get coffee or whatever. And there was very few places open, and there were tourists who were wandering around, thinking, "What is happening? Like, why is there nothing?" And it's not even just about shopping. And I know about workers' rights and people not necessarily wanting to work on a Sunday and all that stuff. And that's fair enough. But what we need to do is make the offering in the city centre better. We need to listen to the arts group that grew the Cathedral Quarter from the ground up.
Let's not, Amanda, lose our own identity. Let's not just change ourselves for the sake of
some Yank wants when he lands in here.
Let them accept. And that's why they want to come here, is because we are different. We are quaint. We are ourselves.
Whenever people come, it has to be our offer.
What's the point in doing the same as Dublin?
I think what we should also do today... Sorry, Amanda, let you finish in a second. 0-30-30-80-55-55. I think it would be good to ask all of you, what do you think the slogan should be? So there's Ian Paisley. He's come up with a slogan that he wants all over the South: "You're in the wrong part of Ireland." David McNary's slogan was "Go to the British part of Ireland."
There's another part of Ireland.
What do you all think the slogan should be? 0-30-30-80-55-55. I'll tell you what. Whoever in NI Screen facilitated and helped make happen Game of Thrones in Northern Ireland, they're a genius, aren't they? Like, they have created what? Many millions of pounds worth of profile and advertising for Northern Ireland, Amanda. Like, Game of Thrones in itself is one of the most powerful things. I was in America 2-3 weeks ago, and honest to goodness, I was sitting in a coffee shop in Philadelphia, and there were these two Americans talking about Game of Thrones. And I'm sitting there. I went into my hotel room, switched on the TV, on the CBS American Network News being broadcast throughout America. They were showing a feature of Game of Thrones and Northern Ireland on American network television. Yep. It's one of the most powerful things that's ever happened to this place.
And once again...
And it didn't happen by chance, by the way. We always talk about things that... You know, people don't do here. The likes of NI Screen and others, they have created one of the most powerful advertising things to have ever happened in Northern Ireland. They didn't create Game of Thrones, but they certainly made it happen.
Yeah, and you have to look at the idea again that the creative industry here, the arts industry, is generating income for the island. The film industry is blossoming here, and we know all the different TV programs that are being recorded here. And you just have to look down, you know, to the paint hall and to the studios, and recognise the impact that the arts make. But then, when you consider the funding proportion at Stormont, like, I think that the communities, the arts department, gets the smallest piece of the funding pie because it's not valued as much as it should be. And when you think about how much it's generating, that seems ridiculous to me. But if you look down at that land all around Titanic Quarter, like, that's where the cruise ships come in. And I know what your caller's saying about, like, they arriving off their boat and it's like, you know, tarmac, and there's nothing for people to do. But, like, there's so much land down there that needs developed, and there's so much investment that, like...
Well, why isn't it happening?
Who's around to make a decision about it? Who's pumping money in here? There's nothing happening.
Don't start me about that. Michael in Ballycastle. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
I just want to make a couple of simple questions to David McNary. He says that there's another part of Ireland, and yet you and him are born in that part of Ireland, yet he's never been British, or he's never been Irish, he's British. I would like to remind him that Britain is England, Scotland and Wales. And how many Irish Americans do you see on St. Patrick's Day in New York? And I had the pleasure of being there, walking up and down Fifth Avenue, waving Union Jacks, saying, "We're British American on St. Patrick's Day." You know, the man's talking nonsense.
David?
Look, Steve, if some guy thinks that I'm talking nonsense, how the earth am I going to turn his head around?
Hold on a minute. You're a failed politician.
At least you might...
Obviously, you talk nonsense most of your days.
At least...
Can you explain to me if there's another part of Ireland and you've never been Irish?
I don't live in Ireland. And when what? People like you would get that through your head...
I am Irish and I've never been British. How can I be British? I wasn't born in England. I wasn't born in Scotland. And I wasn't born in Wales.
And good luck to you. I'm not Irish.
I'm not Irish. I don't live born in another part of Ireland.
Who are, Stephen? There's no such a place. But what I want to do...
There's no such a place as...
economy.
There's no such a place as what, David?
There's no such a place as this island. He calls Ireland as if it's ruled from Dublin.
Hold on a minute. You made the idiotic statement that you were born, there's another part of Ireland, and you and Stephen were from there. So what are you talking about? No wonder you were a failed politician.
Yeah, look, we're supposed to be talking about tourism today.
Yeah, you get all the nasties on. You get all the nasties on. All the people who have all of a sudden found their feet. They've forgotten that we had 25 years of war waged on us British people.
They
wanted to annihilate us.
You're going off home and you have no leg to stand on.
For God's sake, let us grow the economy. Now we have the peace and make the best of it.
There's another tangent you're going off on because you haven't a leg to stand on.
Here's Jerry in Lisburn next. Morning, Jerry.
Hiya, Stephen.
Goodness sake, I thought we were going to have a nice wee day talking about billboards.
I'm going to have a nice wee day. I'm having a wee laugh at myself. But the idea that we're going to steal customers from the south and Dublin airport.
Well, why wouldn't we?
Well, let me tell you. We have a railway track that goes within a mile of the international airport in Antrim. And we haven't even got the cap on to put a wee bit of track into the airport to make the infrastructure better for
people. I don't know if they've got it sorted yet. But you could have some type of fast track high-speed train to the international airport, get up there in minutes and then stand in a queue for a couple of hours and miss your flight.
Exactly. We're a Mickey Mouse operation. We couldn't steal a lollipop from a sweet shop.
Oh, well, come on. Is this let's bash Northern Ireland? We're no good. We're useless. Let's have a go at ourselves. For goodness sake, pick yourself up. And all right, there are things wrong. What Ian Paisley's saying is, let's put them right. And he's saying, let's go and nick some trade. Let's go and steal it. Let's sell Northern Ireland into the Americans as well. Let's send a team down into Dublin and give them the leaflets and say, come on up. How about even giving them some incentives to come up
but
to Northern Ireland?
Should it not be more inclusive than that, David, rather than saying you're in the wrong part of Ireland? What about saying, why not visit us as well?
I would say that. I mean, I think what we're looking for is a piece of the action, a share of the action. But it is, as I understand it, and somebody will correct me, I'm sure, it's called Tourism Ireland. That's their marketing.
No, I think Tourism Ireland does. I think, does Tourism Ireland not collaborate up here as well?
I don't know. Yes.
It does.
Yeah.
But you actually have to get... You have to actually get a magnifying glass out to find out where they include Northern Ireland in all their literature.
Well, I don't know if that's fair. I really don't. I'm uncomfortable with that because
I only know that from my time in the Assembly, where I always argued for tourism in Northern Ireland to build our economy.
Well, I think
the economies are built today.
I think for us to be fair to Tourism Ireland, we should probably contact them and ask them what their response is to that and how much. Because there's the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, isn't there?
There is.
And there's Tourism Ireland. So we should probably contact both of them to be...
If I may say so, Stephen,
yes.
And what about the line of duty that we're all anxiously waiting on to see how it ends? Filmed in Belfast.
I've never watched it in my life.
Is Hastings. We've got the excellent actor Adrian Dunbar in the starring role. And it's fantastic. And I'm glued.
That's a BBC production.
It is, and if you asked Alexa,
If you've said that, you've just tripped about 100. What audience we got? You just tripped about 160,000 homes in Northern Ireland.
I've just done my own trip to the sea.
Oh, have I just given away our audience there? Oh my goodness! I shouldn't have done that. Edit that bit out.
But we have these things like the people talking to you in the hotel, or you were hearing Game of Thrones. These are big, massive assets to build on. And they're going to be there forever for all generations. I think all that Ian's saying is, let's steal a bit of the action. Right. I would agree with that.
Let's pause there. My goodness, this is reactive today. 0303 80 55 55. So we're saying, how much should we fight for tourism? How much should we fight the South for tourism? Should it be done holistically? Or does it need to be pretty aggressive? This is what Ian Paisley's been saying. Right, here's Vera in Londonderry. Morning, Vera.
Good morning. I forget your name already.
My name is Stephen. Stephen.
You're looking very well, by the way.
Stephen Raymond Nolan my name.
Stephen, I was just thinking and listening to that show.
When the English Vera call me Steve. I could deck them. I can't stand being called Steve.
Are you listening to me? Are you listening?
Yeah, sorry.
You travel a lot back and forth to America.
I do.
I do too.
I'll be there in a few weeks' time.
If you stop and chat to an American and they hear your accent, oh, they have a granny that used to live in County Cork, or they all want to have some connection with Ireland.
Yes, that's true. It drives you insane, every one of them.
And I have many, many relatives all through America. Alaska, Hawaii, upstate New York, different places, the Black Hills of Dakota, and they come stay with me here in this beautiful city of Derry, Londonderry.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. They always want to go down south. They always want to go.
Why?
South. I suggest that going to see the Titanic Quarter.
The only time I've ever felt the need to go down south is to go.
Titanic, oh, that was a failure. That ship sunk. We're not going there.
Well, the Titanic Quarter's hugely successful.
They wanted to kiss the Blarney Stone. They wanted to see Dublin Castle.
What, they don't want to go to the Jan's Causeway? They don't want to know where Game of Thrones is shot?
My Cornish friends came. True British people. And we took them to the Jan's Causeway. They also wanted to go to visit Dublin.
The only reason I've ever wanted to go down south in my life
Have you never been?
The only reason I want to go down south in my life is to fly out of the airport because you don't pay the British taxes, which are higher.
Are you going to answer my question? Have you never been down south?
I think I've been. I went somewhere and it was horrendous. I can't even remember where I went. I tried to go a wee drive for the weekend.
Well, if it was horrendous, awful. You would have remembered.
Down south, I've been to Dublin to the rugby.
Down south.
Yes, and I keep being told that. People
beautiful.
Keep telling me Donegal's lovely.
Do you, Mr. McNary, too much trouble to get on a bus, the pair of you, and go down and take a wee tour around the south. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Is it? A bus where?
Where?
Yes.
Well, you could just put a dot on the map and go. Close your eyes, put a dot on the map and go.
I tried to do that. It was about 2 years ago. I got into the car and went somewhere. I don't know where it was. It was awful.
But sure, why can you not remember where it was? There's awful places in Belfast. Awful, awful, awful. And I'm sure...
Is Donegal nice or is Donegal...
I have places that's not so attractive.
I've never been to Donegal. Is Donegal nice?
Yes, of course. Of course. That's beautiful.
But tell you what, right? You're talking about, you know, Donegal's beautiful and all of that. You go down. I'm lucky enough to live beside Strangford Lough.
I live 20 minutes from the coast.
Strangford Lough is absolutely stunning.
Yes.
Strangford Lough is beautiful.
Belfast is not stunning.
Oh, come on.
It's not stunning.
Well, I've travelled...
I was at the Alfie Bow show.
You're just wrong.
On Monday night. Wonderful, wonderful show. And sat down by a lovely couple from Belfast. They were so nice. They travel all around America.
Alfie Bow where?
Alfie Bow, the Waterfront Hotel. The Waterfront Auditorium.
Yes.
Brilliant show. Absolutely lovely. They had us dancing in the aisle.
Are you trying to say Dublin's nicer than Belfast?
Well, there's some beautiful... I don't like Belfast.
Oh, well, I tell you what. You see when the... Like, when it's pain with rain, it's not great. But you see when the sun... I said this, it was a couple of months ago I said this. you see on a beautiful, beautiful day, Belfast is stunning. It is stunning. You look at the landscape of Belfast City Hall and people out lying on the grass now on a stunning day. And Belfast, I actually think, is cleaner than it's once been. I think it looks the part now.
I experienced that on Monday.
It's beautiful.
A lovely Monday afternoon, and we actually took the tour bus and we landed in Stormont, but there was no one home.
Yeah, well, some people might think that's not a bad thing.
Stephen, listen, get down around the south of Ireland.
No, I'm not doing it.
Oh, you're a silly boy. You're a silly boy. I'm going to bid you good morning, Stephen.
I tried that. You won't listen to me. I went down south and I just...
You had one bad experience.
Yes, there was actually...
And you can't remember where it was.
There was amusement arcades or something like...
Oh, my goodness, what took you to amusement arcade? Why didn't you go on around Dublin Castle?
And I didn't get a chippy and it was rotten.
Well, I hope you're leaving the chippies alone now.
But I'll tell you what, you get on the bus there at Glengall Street and an hour and a half, you're down in Dublin Airport. The taxes, whatever way it works with the British taxes, the UK taxes,
mm-hmm.
you can sometimes save 300-400 quid. The taxes are that cheaper. Now, I know that some of our politicians up here, when they were working together, they were arguing that we need to be more competitive with some of our taxes. And what Belfast has got, both Belfast International Airport, Belfast City Airport, what they've got going for them, if you're thinking of going on holiday, is of course it's on your doorstep. Because if you fly home from a transatlantic flight and you're ending up in Dublin and you've got to come up in the coach and all that kind of stuff, it's another couple of hours under your journey.
Well, it's so four from Dublin to Derry.
So why not fly out of Belfast?
Well, you would have to give yourself plenty of time to join the queue, wouldn't you?
Thank you, Vera. Lovely to talk to you. You got angry in the middle of that.
Bye-bye.
Somebody take Vera out. Then he had enough of Vera. It was very rude. Bobby Newton Abbey. Good morning, Bobby.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Well, I'm all right today. I'm kind of... I don't know what way I'm swinging today. I think...
Swinging north and swinging south.
Aye. I'm swinging both ways today. I am.
I'll never daft in the Euros now.
Oh, dear.
You were looking for a slogan earlier.
Yes.
For an advertising campaign.
Yes.
Well, I have a simple slogan. See, instead of basing it on a north-south thing,
yes,
base it on the four provinces, the Ulster, Connacht, Munster and Leinster, right? And put a big 20-foot billboard at the exit of the airport in Dublin saying, visit Ulster, head on up the road. That's as simple as it could be.
But where would you be telling people to go?
Where would I be telling people to go?
All of these tourists coming in, they wouldn't really know what Ulster is, would they? So where would you be... This is Paisley's point, I'm guessing, where he says we've got to be aggressive about it, you know? Take their punters. You're in the wrong part. Get up here. We're nicer.
If you want to be
we're better.
Aggressive about it, put 30 people into the airport and bombard them with leaflets, tourist information, signs up, posters up, anything at all. It could be done.
Thank you, Bobby. Matt in South Belfast. Morning, Matt.
Oh, good morning, Stephen. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too.
Fine. if David's still there, tell him to settle down because he can incur a heart attack, really, you know.
He gets a bit angry, but then people wind him up.
Yeah, I know they do, aye. But I think Ian Paisley thinks it's making a bout out for Volhill. My wife now has sadly passed, but we've been to a couple of American families. What I'm getting from any time I've been to families out in America, they want to come to Ireland. Why have they come to Dublin? Why have they come to Belfast? And I can see the point. Why wouldn't both airports be in for business? Of course, that's the name of the game. But I didn't like if Brian's point is true. I don't like the sound of Belfast Airport being closed on a Sunday.
No, Belfast Airport is not closed on a Sunday.
What's Brian talking about?
He was talking about shops being closed on a Sunday morning.
Oh, sorry.
No. Belfast Airport's... all of the airports are open on a Sunday.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course. I should have arrived there, Mr.
Matt, thank you. Bill in Belfast. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I want you to imagine, open your mind up to what I'm going to say.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Right.
I'm imagining.
Just get ready for this.
Yes.
You touch down in Dublin Airport.
Yes.
And you walk through everything, and you open up your eyes, and there's a big neon sign,
yes,
flashing lights.
Yes, saying biggest show in the country.
No.
Nolan's joined RTE.
Better not.
Give it more money. More money than the BBC would give him, he's gone.
Come and visit the land of time forgot.
They've given Nolan the Late Late Show.
No. Come and visit the
come
land.
Come on, I'm imagining. You asked me to close my eyes and imagine. I'm imagining.
Well, imagine that.
Nolan's gone to TV3. They've given him a big multi-million-pound deal. He says to the BBC, get stuffed.
Or Nolan is appearing, taking over the Late Late Show in Dublin. If he can find his way there, Bacar. But would that be a great sign to have? Come and visit the land that time forgot. And that's us. That's bound to take their imagination and get
the land that time forgot? Are you trying to position us as some type of antique?
Well, are we not? By the way, this is election day and nobody's mentioned it.
I know, and there's a reason for that. And you're not going to mention it either.
Well, listen.
You're not going to mention it now.
Right, right.
Because we need to be careful and we need to stick within the rules.
Yes.
Well, don't start to wind me up.
The thing is, are we not the land that time forgot?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, don't underestimate this place. This place is an incredible place.
I know it's lovely, but...
It's a beautiful... I tell you what, the standard of living here, you know, can be very, very good. We have beautiful, beautiful landscapes in Northern Ireland.
I know. Strangford Lough is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Especially on the Strangford side, right round the Caliph, right round the Ballyhorn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful. You look at the lakes in Fermanagh. You got the Mourne Mountains.
Always rains in Fermanagh.
You've got obviously Carrickfergus Castle, beautiful up there.
And we have a new
the Rope Bridge.
We have a
Titanic
new
Quarter
park for Hillsborough Castle. Massive investment.
Hillsborough Castle.
Yes, you can see it from the dual carriageway and the motorway.
See, I'm never
massive.
I would be guessing that most of the BBC presenters in here would have been invited to Hillsborough Castle at some.
I would
stage.
Say the war.
I wouldn't even be allowed to park outside.
Because
never mind, get in. I'm never. That's another thing. And sorry, I've been meaning to say this for a long time. I am never invited to any of these gigs by the establishment in this country. Do you know the way they all get invited to these little garden parties or come for little drinks or come and we'll give you a professorship or come and we'll give you this or that or the other? I'm invited to Diddley Squat.
Well,
nothing.
When you're getting your OBE at
I'll not get one of those. I'm invited. You've got to understand this. I'm invited to none of it.
Well, you see, maybe you don't blend in.
And maybe I don't want to blend in.
Like my neon sign in Dublin Airport.
Do you know what I'm actually going to do? Just for the sake of it.
Yes?
I'm going to put on my best saggy jeans and I'm going to go up to Hillsborough Castle and see if they do let me in.
Oh, well, as long as you've got the £20 to get in, I think.
I'll say, is Karen in today? Karen Bradley in today?
Is she at home? All the best, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
Nice speaking to you. Bye.
Philip and Armagh. Morning, Philip.
Stephen, how are you doing, boy?
Morning.
Are you hanging asunder there?
I'm a what?
Are you hanging asunder?
I'm a hanging asunder?
Yeah, are you hanging asunder? It means you're hanging together. You're hanging in there.
Hanging asunder?
Yeah, you never heard that expression?
No, where'd you get that from?
Okay, all over. Listen, you know me and I know you. But you keep calling me Philip instead of calling me Philippe.
Yes?
Will you do me a favour and call me Philippe?
Yeah, I will, Philippe. I'll call you whatever you want, big boy.
Thanks, Stephen. I just don't call me too early in the morning. No, I... About this tourism crack.
Yes.
I've been all over Europe and all over Ireland from when I was no age. Come up the hard road the same as yourself, I think. I think you have a hard road too.
Yes.
And I'm on the top of Spurns here. I'm looking out and I'm looking at the beauty and the nature. And I'm trying to calm down and talk to you sensibly today. Sometimes I don't talk that much sense, but I do my best, you know.
I get that impression.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm sorry I give you that impression, but that's just the way things are. And I'm going through a tough time and that's not what I rang you about. I don't know where I'm going off track here. Sorry. Tourism, about the you won't go over the border. Belfast is, you're right, it has been cleaned up. It is a beautiful city. Ireland, north and south, is a beautiful country. Somehow, the southern government, with blending in with the euro properly, have managed to promote their wealth much better and their beauty much better and make tourism much more attractive. We are back in the dinosaurs. The land of time forgot your mom's, right?
No, we're not.
No, but we're getting there, Stephen. But we're taking too long. You know, we're all...
All I would say to you, all I would say to you, Phil, Philippe, Philip, is don't talk the country down. Why don't we talk the place up?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give that impression. I'm proud of my roots. And I'm proud to have lived and been reared in Northern Ireland and come through all the troubles and all the hardships, the same as everybody else has their own troubles. And I would never run this country down. Never.